Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get started. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're doing well. Now, in today's episode, I want to talk to you about efficiency. Are you running an efficient coaching business? Let me start off by talking about time. Because efficiency is all about being able to get a desired outcome in the most effective and efficient way. Doesn't necessarily have to mean you have to do the most work. It's the most efficient use of your time to get a desired outcome. In some cases, you may have heard of the word leverage. Can I get a job done in a quicker amount of time by bringing people in to help me? That enables me to be more efficient with my time to get something done in a quicker amount of time. Or I may be able in a business to use a system in a particular way that would make me more efficient at doing the thing that takes me a lot of time. Efficiency is about getting something done in the most effective and efficient amount of time. And my question to you is, are you being efficient? When it comes down to the coaching service, there's two things that most of you do. One, let's talk about personal training, online coaching. One is you're just selling hour-to-hour personal training. Two, you're just selling month-to-month online coaching. Well, with that, what you're thinking about is your clients, you're just trying to get your clients to be with you for that amount of months, 1 month, 2 months, or each personal training session, you're trying to do as much as you can, give as much as you can, because you want that person to keep coming back. If you think of your coaching as an outcome-based offering, you'll think of it a lot different. So with personal training, you've got to think about your clients and online coaching. Your clients are coming to see you to achieve something. We've got to understand what that is. What is the goal that you're looking for? Then we can look at the most effective and efficient way to run your business. If somebody's trying to lose 10 pounds, if somebody's trying to get fit for a race, there is an outcome that they want in a particular period of time. That's the thing, first and foremost, that we want to get our clients focused on. If I can deliver what you need from me to be able to do that, is that the value that you perceive you're getting from me? And ultimately, the answer is always yes. You see, for years, with the coaching that I do for the business coaching clients that we have, even our personal training clients, I've always thought about being hired to achieve an end goal. Now, your clients, much like you, very busy people. They've got a lot going on. They're very, very stressed in other areas of their lives. So, something to think about on the opposite side of coaching is whether or not you're delivering your coaching in a way that's effective and efficient for your clients. Now, here's the problem for so many of you. You do an hour's personal training, you go home and you think to yourself, right, I know I need to do this, this, this for my client, and you sit and you write a brand new bespoke program, you sit and write a brand new bespoke nutrition plan. And a very simple way of me talking about efficiency here, same thing with online coaching is, you don't need to create the same program, a unique program for every single client. 99% of your clients are the same. A simple overview for you, therefore, of efficiency is, why don't you have everything templated? So as soon as a new client comes on, bang, you pull the template for this outcome and this outcome. And then based on the assessment and evaluation of the client, you tweak it, which would actually possibly take 45 minutes to 2 hours worth of designing a brand new program down to 5 minutes. Same outcome, more effective, more efficient, better use of your time. So if you take 5 clients on a week and it takes you an hour and a half to sign up each client, it's a lot of work. If you then have those 5 clients, it takes you 15 minutes to actually set them up. Does that make you a bad professional? Not at all. I think a lot of people think of efficiency as, you know, you're cutting corners. Guys, I have been in the industry a long time. I'm very proud of what I do. And I'll be honest with you. Let's say, for example, a coach said to me, Mark, I really struggle with efficiency in my business. I find that I'm doing so many things, repeating myself, da 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 da. Is there anything you can do to help me? And I say, well, One, I could get on a call with them for 45 minutes and explain efficiency to them, which takes up a lot of my time, takes up a lot of their time, or I could send them this video. And I can say, do you know what? On my YouTube channel, there's an incredible video that I put together about efficiency. It would solve your problem. Now, I'm being hired as a problem solver to somebody. Whether or not that's on YouTube, whether it's somewhere else, I've used my time efficiently to provide an answer and a solution. So one of my main things to say to you when it comes to efficiency is, and I've said this for years and years, if you repeat yourself, then just record a video about it. So many of you do check-ins online, or even your clients ask you a question in the week as a personal trainer, and when they ask you a question, you spend ages typing back, doing the Loom recording video, whatever you do, sending a WhatsApp message, whatever you do, taking a lot of time to basically essentially repeat the same thing. So I have hundreds of videos on our libraries, whether it's on Vimeo, whether it's on our websites, whether or not it's on YouTube. You'd be able to go back on YouTube now if you're watching on YouTube and see all the videos I've got of the exercise libraries that I've put together over the years. My YouTube channel was actually started not to grow a YouTube channel. It was grown to support my clients that I was working with, to give them a way of learning from me. And I could just send them a link to a YouTube video and watch it. So number one, efficiency is if you repeat anything, you record it and you have it in a file. I had it in my notes for years with Vimeo links, and I would just send Vimeo links to people and say, look, watch this, watch this, watch this. I've asked my business coaching clients who pay a lot more to my coaching business than your clients do for your personal training or online coaching. And I say to them, if there was a way of me being able to solve a problem for you that allowed you to watch a video that had that problem solved, and it took you being able to watch it whenever you're free versus you and I having to book a call in throughout your busy day and my busy day, would you still see that as valuable? Yes, because I'm hiring you to give me an answer to a problem. Very often when I give a solution to a problem, it catapults my clients forward. Same thing when it was personal training, same thing when it was online coaching, same thing for you. Oh, I really struggle with cravings. Okay, great, let me do a video, let me send you the video, let me type it out, let me go and find a research paper on something, send it to you. How long does that take? Go to your notes, take out a video. In today's video, I want to talk to you about cravings. This is a big problem with so many people, but here's, I want to talk to you about it, and I want to tell you some of the best ways to deal with cravings for females, right? Solved, problem solved. Efficiency, maximizing the use of your time. Now, let's talk about online coaching, right? What I talked about, efficiency with your videos and providing resources for your clients, online and PT, online. Now let's talk about online. If you have 30, 40, 50 clients and you find yourself doing a crazy amount of check-ins, which is absolutely fine, and in some cases it can take 3 or 4 days. Really inefficient. Why? Because what you think you are doing to your clients by providing them a long Loom recorded video explaining what you're doing for them is you are over delivering in a lot of cases. One, because the clients actually are not getting results and you feel that you owe it to them in terms of the service to provide them a massive long check-in. What if I said to you that you could say to your clients, listen, check in on Friday, Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock, you always have a live Zoom call, check-in Q&As for your clients. So when your clients ask you a lengthy question in your check-ins, what do? Join me on Tuesday or Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. You will be able to answer to 7, 10, 15 of your clients the same question, but answer 7 to 10 or 15 other questions, which would solve 99% of the questions that are going to come up in future check-ins for all your clients on the call. You bring them together as a community. And guess what? Next check-in, very, very few questions are asked because they're being solved in a group environment, i.e. you are being more efficient with your time. So think about that. You're gonna record things, you're gonna bring people together, it's saving you time. But Mark, isn't coaching and delivering a 5-star service about giving people more? It's about giving people solutions to their problems so they achieve the outcome in the most efficient way that solves the problem for them and you. Win-win, value. High value. Now, finally, I just want to say this to you as well. If a client checks in with you and says, this is where I'm at, and most of you ask so many questions, and here's what I need, then you provide this massive report, right? Now, in most cases, you can provide them with a video answer, you can get them on a live call, but what if you ask this one simple question? If they check in and everything's fine, and you say, what do you need from me this week? Nothing, I'm fine. I can ask the question in a group, or please send me some additional training on this subject. If 60% of your clients are fine, they're progressing, they're happy, they're all moving forward, then it's a win-win for you, because you then don't need to provide a lot for your clients. You say, great, look forward to catching you up either on the live calls, I'll send you a video to watch on this, or check in next week and we'll see if we need to make any changes from then. That doesn't make you a bad coach. That makes you a coach that's providing them with the solution to the problem, and they're moving forward, they're winning, they're getting return on their investment, because the thing they're paying you for is the outcome. So I've just taught you in three simple steps how to be more effective and efficient with your time, still providing a 5-star service and enabling you to focus on so much else within your business, which in most people's cases is the crippling reason why you can't move forward. If you found this video helpful, please, if you're on YouTube right now, click like, subscribe, and it'll help more people find the video. Second of all, if you're listening to the podcast on iTunes, I'm very grateful for you being with me every single day or every single week, but do me a favor, both of you guys, please share the podcast on your Instagram. Let more people know this is here. Help more fitness professionals, personal trainers, online coaches achieve fulfilling, successful, and happy careers. Look forward to speaking to you soon. Take care.